The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good, buddy. I everything's fine. No complaints. Halfway through July.
No, that's crazy.
Right?
Yep.
Isn't it? We're halfway through July here, and, time's just whipping by, but, hey, it's summertime, so I'm not complaining. You know, getting to at least the rain stopped, right? It was a stretch there for a while of rain, but... here we are, we're rocking and rolling, and, we're getting going here. And so let's just jump in right away, Mike, and let's start talking some markets and some economy and, that kind of stuff right now. And, I want to kick it off by saying it appears as though the inflation numbers seem to be getting a bit under control here.
Yeah, another report came in, right? And it's tamest number since, what was it, March of 21 or some, don't hold me to the exact month and year, but... a very tame number reaching back a few years, and that's very encouraging.
Yeah, we needed to get that under control. And I got to tell you something, you go into the food store and stuff now, and we've got some normalization of prices here. Yeah. Have you bought eggs lately?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I actually nailed the pack for $1.88.
Yeah. Right. And man, they were like $6, not long ago.
Yeah.
So, that's really encouraging. If we can get the commodity costs, the food related costs and stuff like that down. And I know we've spoken about this. It's still mind boggling that gas prices have not come down. But, whatever. What are we going to say about that? Nothing.
Nothing.
Right. They should be lower than they are right now. Yes. I feel as though they should be lower than they are right now. But if we got these commodity prices that are coming down a little bit and, food and energy costs, it's a big plus, man. It really, really is a big plus. And, it's helping. People are starting to feel a little bit better. And I'll tell you something, man, the markets are doing well right now also. And, it's encouraging. And a lot of people got their first half of the year statements in the mail, or they're getting them in the mail right now. And some people should be very encouraged, but other people, you better pay attention to what's going on. You don't want to get left behind here.
No. And what's interesting, Doug, is we'll call the first half of the year, the first 6 months, certainly a bounce back off the heels of last year. We're seeing the economy moving forward with inflation coming down on the way that it should be. We still have the Fed running around out there with their heads cut off saying, we think we got to go more. We think we got to go more. You hear a lot of analysts or pundits on TV saying, you better be careful, with that one. And I also got to tell you, Doug, I'm hearing and I'm seeing things and I'm reading things that they're saying that there is going to be a recession towards the end of the year. And I'm hearing a lot of things about credit and banking and people starting to run out of money, if you will. They're spending it like there's no tomorrow. And there's some people are predicting it's going to come to a grinding halt, the economy, somewhere towards the end of the year. I mean, it remains to be seen. We're 6 months out, but that's what they're saying.
Okay, so I'm going to give you my take on it a little bit here. And, being that, we go down the shore, we have a home down down the shore. I'm going to tell you that it seems like it is lighter activity down there this year.
Yeah, yeah. But, okay. But gotta say, some airlines just reported some big earnings, you know, record numbers, the whole deal. You know, things are going on. People are vacationing. I mean, I know a lot of people that are on vacations.
Yeah, and the earnings bar year over year is a little bit easier this year for some of them to eclipse, right? Mm-hmm. But there are people that are still traveling out there. There's no doubt about it. There's always going to be people traveling, right, Mike? That's always going to take place. So that's why I think that when you use a barometer of just say the Jersey Shore, for example, and you use your eyes and you just kind of look around and you see and you say, okay, it feels like it's a little bit slower this year. I think people will always save money to go on an airplane, to go on a big vacation or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they'll do that at the expense of, all right, well, this year we're just going to do maybe day trips down to the shore. Yeah. We're not going to rent a house for the week. And I know some people down the shore who they say that their rentals aren't fully completely booked out for the year.
Wow, that's surprising.
That's
really surprising. Because, you know, the way I take it is, Doug, is people are reactive, not proactive. So I don't know many people that are going to say, we think there could be a recession coming or things could slow down, so we better not go away this summer. People generally spend first and then say, uh-oh, and try to recover later when the storm comes. So, you know, I'm not going to chalk it up to people are being proactive. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. It's not that they're being proactive. I think they've spent their money.
Well, that could be.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
see, last year, If you go back, right, and you're a New Jersey person and you know what I'm talking about here, is that you go back and you look at what the rents were, what they were charging for rent the last two summers, not counting this year, down ashore, it was ridiculous.
Sure.
If you ask me, it was astronomical. Mm-hmm. People were paying $5,000 a week, $6,000 a week to rent a bungalow down the shore. They had all that extra money still packed up from all the stimulus and money they were getting from COVID. Now roll it forward to this year. Well, $5,000 for that same week is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So that's why I think the rents went up so much, and I think they're trying to still get that rental amount. And I think they're choking on it a little bit. They're going to have to bring it down.
Listen, Doug, you know, we have offices in the Jersey Shore. We know a lot of people from the Jersey Shore. We're certainly fans of it. But I got to tell you, some of the prices of hotels and things down at the shore, I mean, I hear a lot of people, and this isn't just my view or opinion, I hear a lot of people saying, like, for that price, you can go on a cruise. You can jump on a plane and fly out here. You can go to there, or you can go to, you know, wherever for that price. And you know, and it starts becoming weather versus weather, not guaranteed, and that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and well, that's, you know, there's a lot of validity to that. I mean, listen, if you're going to spend, you know, $5,000 to rent a house for a week down at the Jersey Shore, and, you know, all of a sudden you get a rainy week, that's pretty, you know, that stinks.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one to swallow, yeah. Right? And, you know, to your point, you can throw your family on a cruise ship maybe, and, you know, you're in a different circumstance. So, you know, that's just kind of my take. But turning it back and saying that, you know, even though the economy may come to, you know, a slowdown for recession, you know, you can look back and you can see markets rally into recessions. Yeah. It's happened.
Yeah.
And I think it's happening right now.
Yeah. You know, Doug, I had a client's husband, wife in the other night, and he threw the question. He said, you know, where are we at so far for June? You know, we're doing, everything's going well. And he was happy. He goes, yeah, you know, I kind of thought that. He goes, I was looking at the statements and saying, you know, things bounce back. And he said to me, well, what do you think going forward? And I basically just told him what you just said. I said, listen, I said, there's some people predicting a recession is going to hit towards the end of the year. But the thing about that doesn't mean the market's going to go down, because they're going to do what? They're going to cut interest rates, which is strong for the market.
Yep.
Why did the market go down last year? Because they raised interest rates. You know, so it kind of works inverse. But conversely, the other card that's out there is that if we miss the recession, or if it's lighter than what anticipated, what does that mean for the markets? I mean, that means that there's not really an earnings slowdown, and it seems like it would be a corporate boom.
Yeah.
right? I mean, if you could get that without raising interest rates, that seems like the best scenario on the board.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
You know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that is the, you know, the ideal circumstance out there. But, and I know people probably get tired and they're probably like, oh, here he goes again. He's going to talk about it again. But you can't neglect your situation just because, like, your statement that came home for the quarter ought to be super duper impressive, in my opinion. And if it's not, you better do something because you cannot get left behind on this. You know, this is one party you want to be early to, not late.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, but anyway, Doug, it's been, you know,
I mean, Mike, look at, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but look at the Dow, the performance of the Dow this year. Good. Performance of the S&P. Very good. Yeah. Performance of the NASDAQ. Superb. Right? So, I mean,
by the way, in the world of little anecdotal things and stats and time periods, one was since the midterm election to June 30th, like the market's been up, I forget how many times. Like,
right.
It's almost, well, I'm not going to say guaranteed. I'll get in trouble, but you know what I'm saying? You know, generally a very reliable, favorable number. And boy, did it come through again, huh?
It did.
Yeah.
You know, and it's.
And if you look back around the midterms, Doug, it was, you know, it was around the eye. You know, we were bouncing around and things weren't looking good. And there was a lot of fear in the country of what's going to happen and what's going to happen in 2023. Well, here we are. Snapshot 6 months later. Bam. There you go.
Right. You know, and that's the point that, you know, and we were talking about before we came on the show, and we'll talk about this a little bit more when we get into what have you been up to lately. But, you know, you brought to my attention, you know, one of your clients who called you and he's like, whatever, Bidenize my portfolio or whatever, you know, and you had to have the conversation with him about take it easy there, pal. You know, I don't care which side of the table you're on. Let's, you know, we're going to follow logic and reason when it comes to investing. And we can show you why, historically speaking, it doesn't really matter what party sits inside that White House for market performance.
And the other thing, big thing too, Doug, it is just if it's ever been proven again, it's brutal to try to time the markets. It's, you know, you can't tell me leading into this year that the negativity and the sentiment and the fear was not very, very high.
Right.
And here we are 6 months later. If you didn't know about last year, you'd be like, whew, off to a good start.
Off to a great start.
Yeah.
So, right.
So, you know, so time in the markets, be careful with that, too, of thinking, well, I'll pull out. Then wait, now it's going to be good. I'll get in. Chances are you're going to be wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, when you try to do that, you've got to be right twice all the time. You got to be right at the bottom. You got to be right at the top. Nobody has ever proven to us that they can do it. I'm not telling you that somebody can't get it right here and there because it happens, right? You get it. And then next thing you know, that's the talking head that's on the TV straight for 6 months straight. Everybody wants him because he called the bottom to the market. Right. But that's it. Somebody's going to nail it. But nobody consistently over the long term does. So what, you know, why are you playing that game?
Yeah, it's a tough game to play.
And, you know, Mike, it's you look at active management right now and, you know, you look at the big money managers, you look at the pensions, the endowments and all that stuff. And, you know, they have defined processes and defined investment policy statements that they follow. And when they follow it, you know, historically, they've done, you know, pretty well. It's never a guarantee. But what you're watching is you're watching the active managers now rotate internally inside of asset classes and pick, you know, positions that historically do well in this economic conditions. And there's too many people out there right now who are passively handling this situation when it needs to be an active circumstance, in our opinion, right now. And, you know, we got to make sure that you're doing those right things, because just sitting there idle right now is, it's crazy.
Yeah. And not just that, Doug, with the success of so far of what the markets have shown this year, it has not been an across the board. Everything's booming. The banking financial sector has slumped. Oil has slumped. You know what I'm saying? And it doesn't mean it's going to slump all year or it's not going to slump. I'm not making any you know, predictions or anything like that, but it's not just across the board. Money's constantly rotating inside of the market from different sectors.
Right. And, you know, and that's where the active management and the active partnership comes into play when we're doing this and we're working with the clients to get them going down the right path to accomplishing their goals and objectives.
100%.
All right, we're going to hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
Up to $26,000 per employee? They call it the 15-minute refund, but it's not a gimmick. It's for business owners who stuck it out during the pandemic. The Employee Retention Tax Credit, or ERTC. But time is running out to get started. Talk to the experts. JWC Advisors at iHeartTaxRefunds.com. Who are they? CPAs who will keep you on the right side of the IRS. So do it the right way. Go to iHeartTaxRefunds.com. That's iHeartTaxRefunds.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, Mike, I want to take some time and I want to talk to the people who own their businesses here a little bit. We haven't spent time on the show talking to the people who own businesses here. And, you know, when you own a business, it's really a tough, tough thing to do. It really is, because most of the business owners out there are really good people, right? Mm. Agreed?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And their challenge is balancing their personal financial situation with balancing the business's financial situation. And, you know, there's a lot of negative attitudes out there towards people who own businesses. Just it is what it is, right? A lot of whatever you want to call it, jealousy or whatever, you know, the circumstance is. But the reality of the situation is, if you own your own business, you've got some complexities that other people don't have.
Yeah, that's true, Doug. And it's, you know, the toughest thing about that is that running the business is a, I'll call it a financial requirement, for lack of better words, in itself. It's a full duty, a full-time performing the work, running the finances of it, everything it entails. And then you have the whole personal side of your life
right. That
has to be dealt with where, you know, I'm not saying anybody works for corporate America. That's certainly awesome. But the business side, you're working there, you know, things are more taken care of. You know, you're not out giving estimates on jobs or, you know, that type of stuff, you know, and you can really focus on your personal side. Right. It's a matter of tying in the work benefits, the 401k into your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Or the business person is more of has to create all that on the business side before they even get to the personal side.
Right.
So it's a challenge.
It is a big time challenge, you know, because Mike, listen, so if you own a business and you're a business owner, you accept and you understand the fact that during the course of your ownership, your employees are going to change. People are going to retire. Let's just, you know, just talk about retirement for a minute. People are going to retire, right? So you and your business, you set up a retirement plan for these people so that they can put their money away. You, in many, many circumstances, I'd even be as bold enough to say in most circumstances, you as the business owner contribute money to that retirement plan for them as well so that at some point in time they can up and retire, give you their notice and say, hey, Mike, I've really loved working here. I just want to let you know that at the end of this year, I'm going to retire. And you as the business owner, what do you say?
Okay.
Good luck, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate everything you've done for me.
Yeah.
That same circumstance doesn't happen for the business owner.
Right.
Because if you're the owner, well, okay, if you decide you're not going to work anymore, you know, at the end of the year, what happens to the business? Do you close it? Do you sell it? Is there somebody else there that you're going to entrust to run it? A lot of different variables, very different than the person who just says, okay, I'm out.
Right, right, Doug. It's a different demand. It's a different task, if you will, whatever you want to call it, but it's a challenge.
It is a challenge. And the thing is that too many business owners neglect their own personal situation at the expense of paying attention to the business.
Got to get the work done.
Got to get the work done. Got to pay payroll. How many times, Mike, have we heard business owners say, yeah, I had to take money out of my savings account to put it in a business. Business is good, but payables are terrible. People aren't paying me. I had to take money out of my personal account to pay payroll.
Correct. All the time.
Right.
Yep.
You know, and what happens there? They can't just turn around and say to the employees, you're not getting paid.
No.
I'll pay you when he pays me. Employee doesn't want to hear it. I wouldn't want to hear that. You wouldn't want to hear that. Who wants to hear that, right?
Yeah, no.
And then, you know, they've also got, if you own the business and you have a key person working for you, right? What if that person gets sick or disabled or dies even? You know, what happens to the business there? Mike, you got, just say you own a business. Just say you own, you know, I don't know, care what kind of business, and I'm your guy, right? You're working hard and I'm working hard. I'm out there. Just say I'm your top salesperson. I'm out there bringing clients through the door. I'm the guy. And all of a sudden, I can't go to work anymore.
Mm.
What's going to happen to your business?
Oh, it's going to slump.
It's going to suffer, right?
Yeah, it's going to take a hit.
Right. And then, but the business owner at that stage of the game now has to worry about that.
Yeah.
And then what are you doing? If you own the business, what are you doing about that? Like, are you prepared for that circumstance? And, you know, the circumstances that I'm telling you about is that we have ideas to express to people about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is a conversation that could be had with us.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then, you know, one of the other biggies, Mike, is that for the business owner, is most of your personal wealth tied up in that business?
Sure.
That's huge.
Yes.
Huge, huge, huge. We see it, you know, we see it a lot. We see it all the time out there. And, you know, that's something that we have to look at and say, okay, how are we going to set this up for you so that, you know, if something goes sideways with the business, well, your whole personal financial situation isn't wiped out as well.
Yeah. And sometimes too, Doug, it's although there's wealth there, they have a hard time unlocking it.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's another challenge of the business owner.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, we have to sit down and we have to go over these things for you. You know, there's basically, you know, when I talk to business owners about this, I've gotten above the line and below the line, right? Above the line is their personal life. Below the line is their business life. And we'll go through it. And, you know, there's different in the business end of it. You've got things that, you know, you have to deal with, like retirement plans, executive compensation, medical insurance, you know, benefits, that kind of stuff. And, you know, all that stuff has to be taken care of. But above the line, what's above the line, Mike? We've got retirement plans, stepping back. What are you going to do with the business? We've got long-term care. What's going to happen if you get sick? And then we've got estate planning. What happens to the business when you're not here anymore?
Right. And a lot of that's pretty much, Doug, a traditional personal, you know, finance that we talk to. And that's where you're talking about the above the line, below the line. You know, below the line is kind of like the, you know, underground, the subway, if you will, right? The business, all the things that it takes, the transportation of it all to get above the ground, you know, to be out on the street, and there it all is. You know what I'm saying? There's New York City, if you will. And that's you know, the analogy to your personal financial life, right? If you own a business, that's the challenge, right? And
mm-hmm.
And let's not be misunderstood here. So many business people do very, very well. And they're very, very talented, and their businesses are huge successes, but they have a hard time with the transitioning that into their personal life also.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge.
Sure, because they're so focused on it, you know, and that's what it comes to at the end of the day. They're so focused on the business that they neglect their – listen, Mike, how many times have we met business owners that are very successful that have a lot of money sitting in a bank.
Yeah.
A lot of money sitting in a bank. No financial plan on their personal end.
Right.
Right. No investments, no strategy.
Just stuffing it there.
Just stuffing it there.
Doug, I'm going to cut you off here for a second. How many times have you spoken to a business person and because their lack of personal planning said, you know, I would have been better off if I would have just went and worked for somebody.
Right.
And to me, well, you were in business all those years. You know, you kept the roof over your head. You fed the family, the whole deal. And now you're saying, oh, my retirement's not what it should be, or this is not what it should be. And you're kind of reflecting back and saying, oh, I would have been better off if I was working, you know, somebody working for somebody. That could be fixed.
Right.
You know, you get what I'm saying? You don't, if you're a business owner and you're feeling that way, it need not be that way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, you can come in and, you know, sit down with us and, you know, give us a call and talk, you know, talk with us briefly about it. And then we'll figure out, you know, what's it going to cost to have a consultation and come in and sit down with us and then go over it. It's really, you know, over the last couple of weeks, Mike, we've been speaking about, to kind of shift gears here a little bit, we've been speaking about our 401k service that we have where people can pay us a fee to review their 401k investments because, I mean, heck, it's for a lot of people out there on the employee end, it's probably your largest single asset, and you got to make sure that it's working as best for you can, but you don't have any place to go. So through our our personal financial planning services, you can have us review this for you for a fee. Well, the same thing holds true for the business owner. You can have us review your circumstance, you know, with you for a fee, and then we'll see where you're going. And, you know, listen, it's when you've got assets that are the largest part of your wealth, be it a retirement plan, be it the value of a business, I think that it's nuts to not sit down and have somebody go over this with you, pay them to do it for you. I mean, you, just like if you're a business owner and you own an HVAC company, you know that it's absolutely crazy for a person to try to go out there and run all new ductwork in their home or in their building or whatever. You know that it's nuts. But if somebody still wants to do it, you could say to them, all right, listen, let me review your plans for you. Pay me to, you know, as a consultant and then, you know, go off and do your own. We kind of offer that same, you know, that same service here. You know, part of what we do, you know, aside from getting paid, is that we could make product recommendations for you. You don't have to follow them if you don't want to follow them. You're not required to follow them. But, you know, as our role outside of the financial planner, we do, you know, offer products and services to people. So you really can get the best of both worlds if you take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. So that's an opportunity out there. And you know, folks, these are things that we're bringing up that you just need to, can't go neglect it. You know, Doug, because well, actually they can.
Well, yeah.
They can go neglect it. But somewhere along the line, you're going to have to face it or face the music, if you will. And it's not going to be what you thought. But again, Doug, I just want to encourage, whether it's the 401k plan or whether it's the business owner, if you're proactive, you won't be reactive later.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And reactive is usually not good.
Well, you know, you don't want to be reactive later in life when you're thinking about retiring or things are going on or you know, there's certain financial things you need to address. That's not the time to deal with it.
Yeah, it's really not. And, you know, Mike, when you think about it, you know, to kind of boil it down to people is that, you know, we all like to go out to restaurants. Everybody enjoys going out to a restaurant. And, you know, if you get good service, you're going to pay the server 20% to bring the food to your table, right? So you go out to dinner, and the bill is, I don't know, let's just make up a number, $500, right? You're going to leave a $100 tip, okay? Somebody to ran food out to your table. If you've got a $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, $20 million estate, don't you think it's worth a little bit of money, a little percentage, a little tip to somebody?
Yeah.
To overlook it for you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about. And if this makes sense to you and you want us to help you out, pick the phone up and you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a call, we'll give you a buzz back. We'll chat with you on the phone a little bit, and then we'll figure out, you know, when we can get together for a consultation, and we can take it from there. But you got to pick the phone up and give a call. And I know this is resonating with a lot of people that are listening to the show right now, Mike. It's just a matter or not of whether they're going to take action and say, yeah, you know, and again, whether it's you're the business owner and you've got all those issues going on that we spoke about, or you're an employee someplace and you've got a lot of money in the 401k, come on, let us help you out here and let's see where we're going with all this.
Makes sense for either one.
All right, we're going to wrap it up for this segment and take a quick break, and we will be right back, folks.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, we're off to the what segment of the show here that you and I really, really enjoy, and that's the, you know, what have you been up to lately segment of the show. And we've been up to a lot, so why don't we, you know, take some time and go over the different scenarios and things that we've been talking to people about lately.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I have a couple things to talk about this week. And first, I'm going to start with one that you alluded to earlier about the client I was talking to, speaking to him about the markets and stuff. And another client that came in, and also when we reviewed and was talking about his numbers, both really said to me in you know, their meetings that they had a lot of fear last year. And they said, you know, Mike,
sure.
They said, you know, Mike, I was, you know, we were really worrying, you know, last year. And of course, they were very thankful how things played out and all that. And, you know, fear when it comes to your money is a real deal, right? That's
of course.
And that makes people make a lot of bad decisions.
Mike, would you say, and I think I know what you're going to say, do you think that fear makes people make more bad decisions than greed does?
Yeah. I think so, you know, and I think, you know, greed is when they should tap the brake a little bit, let it ride. I want more, or here, I'll give you more. And fear is sometimes, you know, it always amazes me that, Doug, we'll go through a scenario where the market will run. Let's just say I'm making up fake numbers. It'll run for 5 years in a row, up.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it'll hit a down period. And it'll trace back to the fourth year level of where you are.
Right.
And people are just floored. I got to get out. I'm losing everything. This is terrible. When about a year and a half ago, when you hit that level in the fourth year of the run-up, you were fist pumping, high five. No,
it's true.
I mean, it defies all logic. You know, and I get if you're in retirement and numbers are going down and you get, you know, you're worried or whatever. But I don't know, Doug. I think it comes back to working with somebody of quality like you and I, being able to have conversations. It's the planning, the products that are put into place that determine these situations, okay? It's, you and I have said 1,000 times, we're part coach, part psychologist, right?
Sure.
When people are getting ready to make a terrible decision, you know, and you know, the fortunately, the one client that that you were talking about, he's actually a very good friend of mine. And, you know, thank God I was able to speak to him in terms of, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, or you know, basically, or, you know, a little different language than I would with anybody else.
I think people like our approach, too, when it comes to that, Mike, because, you know, we do, I mean, we're pretty frank with people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want us, that's what they expect out of us, right? They want us to be,
you know,
direct with them and say, listen, you're making a mistake. So I had a conversation with a client about Social Security. And it's just the misunderstanding about so many things in Social Security is amazing. And so this client, here's the example. This client, we had decided that we were going to try our best to delay taking Social Security until age 70. All right. And he was going to continue to work part time. He was going to pull the reins back from the full time job at 66, work part time, and then put it off to age 70. And we were going to supplement the difference of income from his investments. We could do that, right? He had enough money. We could do that. And then I spoke to him on the phone, and he goes, "You know what? I think that I'm going to have to take my Social Security at 68." And I said, "Why are you saying that to me now? Why?" He goes, "Well, because my income's going to go down. So, you know, I'm going to get less money in Social Security." And I said, "No, you're not." And he said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "You fulfilled your quarters at, well, in his case, at maximum compensation. You're locked in at the max rate. You don't have to, you know, you're not going down because you didn't work for 2 years before you selected Social Security." And he said, "Are you sure about that?" I said, "I am absolutely sure about it." And that's it. And he goes, exactly what he said. "I'm so glad I got you guys because, you know, we thought, you know, right there." And I said to him, I said, "You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop you a piece in the mail so you can read it and you can see it, you know, not just taking Doug's word for it." And he's like, "No, of course I take your word for it." I go, I appreciate it, but I'm just going to send you something so you have peace of mind.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I got to tell you, you know, just, you know, being out and about and talking with people, and, you know, because what we do, people will bring up things, or Social Security always comes up, it seems like, and I just cringe. I hear some people say, and they say it with authority.
Oh, yeah.
"Oh, you're not entitled to do this, or you won't get that," or completely wrong.
Yeah.
Completely wrong. Their understanding of the Social Security laws, completely backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Time and time again. You know, and I always try to remind people, do me a favor. There's offices all around the place. Give them a call. They're nice people.
Right.
Go tell them every thing that you're thinking and let them tell you.
Yeah.
"Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. There's an office over here." They know where the offices are.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd rather recite wrong Social Security rules.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, with authority.
Yeah.
They
almost tricked me because no,
I know. I know.
Somebody's saying something so like, no, it's this. I always do like, wait, am I having a bad day? Am I nuts?
Right. Let me go double check on this,
yeah.
You know? So that was an interesting and a good conversation at the end of the day because, you know, he said, "Oh, okay, good. You know, I'm glad to hear that because I wouldn't want to get less money." And I wouldn't let you do it if you were going to get less money. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, honing into Social Security is a very, very critical, you know, circumstance. All right. I want to can I do one more?
Sure.
For you?
Of course.
So what really led me to want to talk about the business owner at the beginning was I spoke to another business owner client the other day, and we were talking about key person insurance because they were telling me, you know, how valuable this one person is for the company. And you know, basically he's telling me, "What can I do extra for this person? You know, I want to make sure he stays and I never want to lose him. He's really critical part. I appreciate him and all that." And I gave him some good ideas, right? Because executive compensation is something that we help people with, and we gave him some great ideas. But then I did say to him, "Hey, what's going to happen to the business if something happens to him?" And he goes, "Never thought of it." I said, "Can we think about it?" He goes, "Well, what am I going to do?" I said, we're going to get some key man insurance on this person. Mm. What's that? Right? What's that, Doug? Well, you know, there's a key person in your business, and if something happened to him, you're going to have a financial loss into your business. Would you agree to that? He's like, oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I said, okay. And that's whether he passes away or whether he becomes disabled, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I said, okay. Well, what we need to do is we need to go out and we get to get some key person insurance on the it would happen to be a guy, on this person here for life insurance and for disability insurance, where the business is the beneficiary in case something happens to that person. And he was just like, you can do that? And I said, absolutely, we can do it. And so, you know, we started that conversation and heading down that path.
No, very good. You know, a lot of business owners don't even have a little bit of an idea that that can happen.
Right.
They just think, well, I'm kind of...
I would be out of luck.
Yeah, there you go. That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
Doug, I know I've said this. People are probably getting tired of hearing me. I am just feeling like I am being surrounded with long-term care issues.
Yeah.
I am speaking to clients who have things going on. I'm speaking to people who, you know, are starting to have things go on. I'm hearing constant costs, constant going from assisted living to the nursing home to rehab to either the nursing home or assisted living, the costs, the aids, how much to bring somebody in, how many hours. It's just all over the place. And it has the one common denominator is, Doug, it's always people because we're living a lot older. You know what I'm saying? It's just people that are just getting older, you know, for you know, no fault of their own, right?
Well, it beats the alternative.
Right. You know, and it's just you can't do what you did when you were 65, when you were 70, when you were 72. And I just want to warn everybody, like, I know unless, like, you're dealt with the problem, nobody wants to deal with it, right?
Right.
Why deal with it? And I get it. And I even had a client call the other day, and he was telling me about his mother-in-law, and he said, oh, his wife's badgering him and that they should do something. And he's late 50s, and you don't see yourself like that. Mm-hmm. You don't think that day will come, or you haven't slowed up yet, or you're doing what, you know, I'm going to go home and cut the lawn and do this and do that. And what are you talking about assisted living? What are you talking about somebody helping me? But it's real. We're living a lot longer. And I'm going to say for the generation that are in their 50s and 60s, I think we're going to continue to live older because we're going to keep coming out with more and more.
Sure.
You know, you forget if you're 56, it's 24 years until you're 80.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much more stuff they're going to come out with? And, you know,
so
please. And again, I say this week in and week out on the show, long-term care insurance, the old traditional way used to be pay the premium. You get a benefit. If you don't use it, you die. You lost all your premiums. There's new products and vehicles out there that could adjust to everybody's situation
right. For
what's proper to them. So mm-hmm. again, don't run off and listen to your neighbor and say, this is the only thing and this is how it's done.
Right.
We're here to tell you when it comes to long-term care planning, it's for everybody. And there's various vehicles and products that can be tailored to your situation.
Yeah.
And I'll put for the most part.
Yeah,
because I don't like making a blanket statement.
You're right on that, Mike. And it's just, you know, it's into the category of you never know. And, you know, I was talking to somebody, this was probably a couple months ago now, somebody in our age bracket where it didn't happen to them. But they said that one of the guys that they went to high school with just had a stroke, you know, and he was just and they said that he'll be OK, but he's not the same on half of his body, you know, and. For his circumstance, it wasn't necessarily long-term care insurance. It was disability income, you know, protection. And that's so overlooked. You know, everybody, the standard answer is when we sit down with somebody, do you have disability insurance? What's the standard answer, Mike?
No.
No, that's not the standard answer. You know what the standard answer is.
What?
Yeah, I got it at work.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I just want to correct myself there.
Right.
I'm thinking of the business owners.
Oh, no. Just people in general.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I get it at work.
Right, correct.
Right. Okay, great.
Corporate America.
Right.
People.
What do you get? Okay, and they don't know.
Right.
And very often, they're limited amounts and limited payment periods, right? I've seen people that have disability plans at work that give them a 2-year benefit period. That's it, just 2-year benefit period. So I said, okay, then why don't we get you personal insurance with a 2-year elimination period?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Well, you've got to be disabled for 2 years for it to kick in. Go ahead.
No, I agree. You know, Doug, there's a quick answer to this. Ask yourself, do you have disability insurance?
Right.
And if the answer is no, right, if you're a business owner and you never did planning for yourself, then you need to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, what's your benefit?
Right.
And if you're the third category of I have it and everything's perfect and it fulfills my need, then congratulations.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you, though, Doug, that scale, I think it's well into the 90s of people that either don't have it or not adequately insured when it comes
to
disability.
Yeah, you are right, dude. You're spot on 100% on that. And, you know, listen, I've seen people get hurt in beer league softball games. Mm-hmm. I've seen people get hurt at barbecue softball games. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But, like, you get hurt. It happens. And unfortunately, we've also seen people get sick, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't remember the number. Don't hold me to this. But like something like 52% of all mortgage foreclosures are due to disability.
Yeah.
There's not enough money coming through the door to make the mortgage payment anymore because you can't work or because you're on disability and you're getting a much reduced amount of money through the door because that's what you had, your benefit that you had at work was.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Doug. Message is what Doug's saying, folks. You should know what your disability coverage is if something was unforeseen. And don't forget, it's unforeseen, right?
Right.
If something would happen to you. So don't sit there with your head in the clouds and thinking, not me, couldn't happen to me. Because Doug's right. It's the local softball game. It's the local barbecue stuff happens.
You bet.
You know.
It's water skiing. It's jet skiing. Yeah. It's any of that stuff. It's playing beach volleyball, right? Any of those things can lead to an injury. We're not even talking about a sickness,
yeah,
right? Because sicknesses, they just come on immediately as well. And here's the thing. Again, like the long-term care insurance, the disability insurances can be a custom-designed policy.
Yeah.
We, like, you know, we can say how much insurance coverage do we want to get. We can say when do we want the benefit to pay? How long do we want the benefit to pay for? Do we want the benefit to automatically increase when I get a raise each year? All these kinds of things. Now, folks, call us and let us go over this with you. And, you know, because we do a lot of work in these areas because risk management is very, very important. It's like people, what are the risks people mostly think about, Mike? And the risk that people mostly think about is the risk of dying.
Yeah, death. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or them losing money in the market.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
they don't
no.
think about the other stuff.
Agreed.
Unless it happens to somebody they know, and we're here to tell you. And by the way, but just jumping back to the disability insurance, it's not overly expensive.
No. You know, Doug, I just want to say this. You know, if you're listening to our show this week, and really what we're doing is we're bringing up scenarios to get you to the light bulb to go on and say, I never thought of it that way, or I am lacking in this way. I need to look into this. I need to kind of, you know, kick the shrubs here a little bit and you know, and go for it. We don't ever sit on the show and tell you buy this, do
right.
that, put your money into this stock, do that. You didn't hear it. It's an educational, it's a thinking person show. And I know this week what we're talking about. There's got to be people that just fall into this category.
Sure.
That this is, yeah, you know, they're kind of doing it. They're kind of right. Somewhere in the back of your mind, whether you're expressing it or not, you're saying they're kind of right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't paid attention to this stuff. And, you know, whether it be your investments, whether it be your insurances, whether it be the business structure, I haven't paid attention to it.
Key man, you know.
Right. So, you know, we're here. We're available for consultations. You just need to pick the phone up and give us a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up, give a call. We'll get you on the phone. We'll have a chat with you. We'll figure out, you know, what a consultation is going to be, what it's going to look like, and you know, and then we can take it from there. But you've got to take action. You've got to pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. We're here, right? We're trying to do our part. You got to do your part.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike and I really hope that what we're speaking about makes a lot of sense to you. And, you know, we hope that you take some action and give us a call to get together and address this, you know, your circumstance with us and see if we can get you going in the right direction. So, you know, Mike, I think it's important for people to know, like, kind of how we work, right, and what we do. And we've got a very, I'm going to call it very, very, very structured strategies approach in a very relaxed manner.
Yeah. Our process, you know, and I think that's the proper word, Doug. It's our process that we have. And it's, although it's a process, it's structured, like you said, but it is very relaxed.
Right.
Right. And it's not overwhelming. It's not speaking over people's heads. It's sitting down. It's putting mindset. It's building a partnership. That's what it really is. And I know sometimes people say, but I don't know anything and I don't want anything decision making. I want to leave it up to you. That's fine. But it's nice to be able to communicate, get along, work as partners, you know, and that's what we try to accomplish, I think, at every meeting that we sit in. You
yeah.
know? And like I said to you, I'm sitting with a couple that's been with us for a long time and we reviewed. We didn't have too much heavy, but it was just a general brainstorming conversation, and one or two good things came out of it.
Sure.
You know, and even myself sometimes, I feel like, wow, we're not doing much or heavy duty financially. There's not much to be done. Everything's fine the way, you know, where we are, but it's good just to have a general conversation and brainstorm.
Well, you also need to know, you know, what's going on in their lives, because sometimes, you know, things happen in people's lives that they may not think is a major life event that they need to let us know about. But then when we start talking to them, you know, and I'll give you an example. Here's an extremely common one. Okay. Oh, I became a grandparent. Oh, congratulations. When did that happen? Oh, like 9 months ago, you know, blah, 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 you know, give you the information and, you know, very excited like everybody is about that. And that's when, you know, you start to have a little different conversation now, right? Okay. Oh, great. You know, you want to do anything for your grandchild? Well, what do you mean? Well, do you want to start to set up maybe a college fund for that grandchild? And then, by the way, how's your will set up? Does your will address grandchildren in it? You know, is that something that we should address? So it's something that's an extremely common example yeah. of a life event that took place in their family that they didn't think. Listen, they didn't necessarily have to call us and let us know that it took place, but because of the process that we have where we sit and we review and we chat and we get to know that there's another avenue that opens up.
Hey, Doug, you know, we have another client that came on board last fall. spoke to them recently about a possible issue for something, and nothing could be done at this time. So I said, let's leave the meeting to the fall. It'll be around your 1 year anniversary. We'll sit down and go. Sounds great. Sounds great. I get an email a day ago. The husband lost his job.
No.
We need to get together, you know, immediately. Lots
right.
to discuss. 100%. You know, appointments already made. We're going to go out. We're going to sit down. We're going to put the facts on the table. I'm going to help them sift through it. I'm sure as a couple, when somebody loses a job, right, your mind's racing. What should we do? We should do that. But our job is to sit there and be a part of it and discuss and get them to think and get them on the right track. As we say all the time, it's part psychologist, right? That's going to be a day that has nothing to do with if the market went up or down, you know, but that's our job of what we try to do is break it down, you know, calm you and get you thinking straight.
Yeah. So the process basically is we have a meeting, we sit down, we chat, we get to know get to know you a little bit, get to know what's important. And then what I think is, you know, one of the things that really makes us unique and very effective for our clients is we do first things first, one thing at a time.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's not, we don't give you this big report that's, you know, 75 pages long that's got a bazillion things in there. We'll prioritize in the meeting. You'll tell us, you know, what it is that is important to you. We'll prioritize it, and then we'll do it one thing at a time. You know, it's the old adage, Mike, and you know, what's the best way to eat an elephant? And it's one bite at a time.
Yeah, because we get it. We know that it's overwhelming. It's too much for the people to take on board at one time to understand. And Doug, many times we've gone into meeting new people and saying we need to address two things or three things. We'll say, well, okay, we're going to start here.
Right.
Let's get that completed. When it's completed, you can see it. It's done. We're going to go on to step two.
Mm-hmm.
It's not three things. It's not organized chaos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how we do things. And we find people respond well. They're appreciative of that. And that's our process. That's our approach. That's been working for a very long time.
We want to bring simple solutions to complex problems, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, at the end of the day, that's where it all comes down. And true genius, in my opinion, is taking a complex issue and making it simple. It's not taking a simple issue and making it seem overly complex. And, you know, that's what we do, and that's who we are. So we want you to know that we're always available. Pick the phone up. Give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We're here for you. Give a call. We'll chat. We'll figure out, you know, the best way to handle your circumstance, and then we'll take it from there. Anything else you want to add, Michael?
I am good.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody. Are you listening to the show right now and your only investment is a 401k or other work-related plan? Are you getting professional guidance and input on that account as well as the investments that you're selecting? Or are you just kind of winging it on your own? Do you wish you could get help, but that's your only real asset and you feel like you can't? Well, great news. At Wealth Management Group, we offer specialized financial planning services. We can review your 401k on a quarterly basis for you. Your retirement income may very well depend on the money that's in this account. Don't you think you should have professional help? For a reasonable fee, myself or Mike can keep an eye on this account with you. We will review the investment options available and help you select appropriate ones for you. Just pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Call 855-262-3722 now to take advantage of this opportunity.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member
number FINRA SIPC 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey 07050 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.